Welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio. I am your host, Cami Gellner. Women are being called to lead with voice, vitality, and vigor. Each week, join me for wisdom-filled interviews with extraordinary women living out loud and making a difference in our world. Their stories will uplift, inspire, and spark your own purpose-driven journey. Hello, my extraordinary women friends. Today, I'm jamming on the topic of creating rock-solid, bigger-than-life vision with the extraordinary Carrie Conley. Carrie has been leading successful sales and marketing businesses for 20 years and currently owns her own coaching practice, Infinity Corporation, which has helped hundreds around the world gain momentous success using her vision methodology. She also co-authored with her daughter their best-selling book, Keep Looking Up, in 2019 after personal family tragedy, and today travels the world to share her message around the importance of having a crystal clear vision for your life and how to write one like you have never done before. Let's meet Carrie Conley. Well, welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio, Carrie. It's great to have you here today.
So fun. I have not done radio in a really long time.
Well, it's awesome to have you. You and I met each other years ago in a mastermind that we were in together.
Right.
And it's probably been almost a decade at this point. And it's just really been nice to reconnect with you recently. I've always admired your wisdom, and it's just really great to have you bringing that to us today. So I'm excited to hear some of your stories that I don't even know. So yeah.
I'm trying to surprise you.
So yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. So the brand of you is really deeply connected to vision.
Yeah.
And in fact, you share a story about writing your vision at a very young age. Can you tell us a little bit more about, you know, how you started even thinking about vision?
Sure. You know, this was the late 80s, Cami. So this was, you know, like a hot minute ago for me. I was in my late 20s and, you know, I was doing what most of us did. If you were around at that time, you know, we got the college degree, we got out, we got the jobs and, you know,
followed the steps.
Mm-hmm. And everybody on our tribe was doing that really well. And I was changing jobs about every 2 years because I just couldn't fit the mold.
Right.
So at one of the places that I worked, Cami, they brought in a speaker one day for staff development kind of thing. And I just fell in love with this woman and was so inspired by her that I asked her if she would become my mentor. Mm-hmm. And she was the first person in my life that said, you know, Carrie, you're never going to fit this mold. What you need to do is to take some time to sit down and write out in great detail what you want your life to look like.
Yeah.
And so I did that. I took a day off of work with a legal pad of paper. I wrote out in detail in all the areas of life what I wanted it to look like. Mm-hmm. And little by little, those things started to come to fruition for me because I was so clear on it that I was able to actually do what we call now manifest those things, bring those things into my life. And so I ended up becoming an entrepreneur and working from home while I was raising my babies then. Mm-hmm. And fast forward 10 years ago, I decided that I was going to start teaching my own curriculum to other people so that they could write their own vision and create their path.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So were you initially doing vision work in this when you were staying at home with the babies? Were you doing vision work there, and then you just saw the opportunity to really take that out to more people?
Yeah. So I had been looking for a home-based business because I knew we were going to start a family and I wanted to stay home. I just didn't know what it was, Cami. But I got introduced to a company called Arbonne, which most people are familiar with, mm-hmm. and jumped all into that because it checked all the boxes of all the things I said I wanted. So while I was raising my kids, I went to the top rank leadership-wise in the company, which meant I had a lot of teammates.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so I had to teach them all how to write a really big, powerful, leap off the page vision, because I knew if they didn't have one, they were going to quit. Mm-hmm. It's not an easy industry to be
in. Right. It's a tough industry.
Very tough. Most people quit within their first week. So I'd been teaching it unofficially to all of them. But 10 years ago, when we became empty nesters, I decided that I thought, you know, I bet more people need this. Mm-hmm. So I started doing these little workshops. You know, first one, I think I had like 8 people to come and just mainly to support me, and mm-hmm. they loved it. And so I ended up bringing people into coaching And then that turned into that year-long mastermind that you and I were into together, coaching a lot of mostly female entrepreneurs that didn't have a very clear vision. So that's the space that I ended up working in after doing all this vision work.
Yeah. So you really started to work with entrepreneurs and helping them step right into that space of envisioning what they want to create with their business. So right, very similar to what you had been doing, but opening this into your own world.
Correct.
I know you've been really successful and you've helped so many people. I know a lot, you know, I know a lot of your clients that just speak so highly of you. So tell us what vision really means to you, because we hear vision all the time, right? I mean, there's a lot of people that have a lot of definitions around vision. And I love that you talk about creating a rock solid, bigger than life vision. Talk to us a little bit about what that means. Yeah. And then share how you are really teaching people to create visioning. And so share both sides of that.
A little bit of the process. So yeah, a lot of people talk about vision. Mm-hmm. And if I ask people if they have a clear vision, most people will look at me and say, yeah, I think I do. Mm-hmm. But when I ask them if they could produce on paper in great detail with target dates on things, they show me that. And more times than not, they look at me and go, yeah, I don't have that. What I have is a pretty little vision board and a someday plan happening.
Yeah.
And someday plan does not execute. So when I talk about vision and I teach vision, I ask people to sit down and get in a quiet space like I did and date that piece of paper at the top as if it's 3 years from that day. And then I ask them to put down how old they will be and how old their family members will be, because time and aging is a non-negotiable.
Right. That's going to happen.
Yes. So when I get people to project out to something that's a real solid target, it changes everything now, Cammie, because now they're looking at, especially age and especially with kids, right? You're starting to see some shifts coming in your life. And a lot of people are looking out and they're thinking, wow, I'm not prepared for that. Financially, physically, in my field. And so it gives us a target then that we can now talk about, all right, let's set some goals then. If this is what you envision 3 years out that you want to create, what really solid metrics-based, targeted, dated goals can we set for 1 year from now, 6 months from now, and so on? So now we've got people living their life with intention. They know every day what are the three most important things to do that line up with the goals and the vision. More importantly, it shows people what to take off their plate that they shouldn't be doing anymore.
Right. Right. And that's so important, right? Because we can always, we can say yes to so many things. I know I'm guilty of that. It's like,
oh yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like you start going in this direction because somebody tells you something, you're like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
But you follow that shiny star and suddenly there's a lot of shiny stars on your plate. Yeah. How do people keep that going back to? What's the process that you keep people going back to, that, you know, North Star, if you will?
Yeah. Well, once they've got the 3-year vision written, I've started using a new tool that is a digital platform that I have people download and start using, because that tool has an app attached to it. And in the app, it has them set 3 little baby step and intentional goals that line up with the bigger vision and the goals that they put in the digital platform. And it's kind of gamified. It's a really fun little tool to use, because if they do it so many days in a row, which, you know, the key to life in every area of success is consistency,
right?
It's not making these monumental leaps all in one day. It's the little tiny baby steps every day that add up.
So true. So true. So you might as well tell people what the name of your platform is, because I think that's important.
Yeah, absolutely. It's called OOLA. OOLA. Yes.
OOLA.
Yes.
So go check it out. You can always reach out to Carrie to learn more about it. But I think she shared some of that with me, and I think it's a pretty cool tool, and it's a good way to stay on track with these big goals, these big visions that you set for yourself.
Right.
And
And then once those people, if they become, if they go into OOLA with my member link for them, I have 2 calls a month that I bring them into an inner circle and just kind of hold them accountable to using the tool, right? Checking off their 3 things. Because the next thing we need is not only a system, Cammie, but we need a community.
Right. I so agree with that. I mean, where would we be without community? I mean, I even think about the community that you and I were in, you know, all those years ago. I am still connected with people that were in that circle.
Yes.
And, You know, and it's like every time we step into new community, we just continue to build our circle of influence around us. And that's where we can lean into somebody when on those days where we need to lean into somebody, we can celebrate together. Community is so important to, to our growth and our expansion.
It's everything.
Yeah.
And I don't know that people really understand that.
Mm-hmm.
The power of association and who you're hanging out with either keeps you where you're at or might even be taking you backwards if you're, you know, linked to some pretty toxic people, or you have what I call your front row of life of some really awesome, amazing people that are also working towards bigger goals, working towards their higher self, and they want to help you also get to where you're going. So I'm super careful about who I have in my front row.
Yeah. How do you choose? I mean, so tell us a little bit about how you practice connecting with community and how do you really filter through who are the right people in your front row?
So I have an exercise that I've taught to a lot of people, and this is probably the one thing that I hear people the most when they meet me later, come back to me and say, you know, that front row thing was huge for me. So imagine that it's a kind of a visual exercise. So you imagine that you're standing on a theater and you're on the stage and you're looking out into the seats. So the second part of the exercise is to make a list of all the people that you spend the most amount of your time with. And the third part of the exercise is to rank these people on how they make you feel. Mm-hmm. So we're not ranking them as people. This is not a judgment thing. It's just about how they make you feel when you're with them.
Right.
So obviously your nines and tens are going to be the people that you just can't wait to be around. You yearn to be with them. You trust them with the advice that they give you. They're probably already a little bit further ahead, maybe in your field, your career or personal life.
Mm-hmm. I think that's important too, right? I think there's, because that helps us see bigger than what we can see otherwise.
Yeah. Because they already see you at your higher self, and they're going to remind you on a regular basis mm-hmm. who you are, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then you can imagine on the way opposite end of the scale, the ones and twos are the people that can suck the life right out of you, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we've got a lot of people in those middle numbers that they neither take us up or down, but we do spend a lot of time with them, and we're just not going anywhere together.
Mm-hmm.
This might be people that you kind of network with or, you know, whatever. So what is so important is in that front row, those 5 or 10 seats you have in the front row should only be the nines and tens.
Mm, that's awesome. I love the visual of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, when I teach this to people, a couple things happen. They see that the people they are allowing into their lives are not those nines and tens, and they need to move some people back some rows.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people if they're under a 5, they need to be in the balcony, right? So, and the other important thing sometimes is they see that some of those people, it's going to be hard to move them around because they've been in their life for a really long time. They might even be blood related to you. Or you've got a lot of empty seats that you need to fill.
Right.
Yeah.
So it can be either way. It's like you've got too many of the wrong people, or you just don't have any of the right people in the room.
Exactly.
So that's an important, I like the visual because it really helps us think that through in a fun kind of way.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. I like it. So over the years, we have known each other and you've had some extraordinary successes as well as some truly devastating travesty in your life. And you've persevered. And you know, I see this bright light in you, Carrie, and I've for many, many years. And you have persevered through all the hard things that have happened as well. Can you share more about that journey and just how life in general, what life has thrown you, has shaped your future vision of what's in store for Carrie?
Yeah. You know, I'm going to go back to when I wrote my vision statement for the first time in my late 20s. Out of the blue, on the last line of one of those pieces of paper, I wrote for the first time ever that someday I knew that I was supposed to be teaching vision and purpose and goal setting to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know why, because all of those years that I was teaching that to the team and then I started coaching people and whatever led me to be super rooted in why I teach it now. Because in almost 8 years now, we've lost both my husband and my son to suicide 3 years apart.
Yeah.
And really, of course, when you have something sideswipe you like that. Totally. It really tests who you are and what your purpose is in life.
Right, right.
And it became very clear to me after my husband died that I'd been being prepared all along, and especially again after my son died.
Yeah.
Teaching what people need now more than ever, especially after the past 2 years we've been through chemo. I mean, it's just mental health is a very big issue. It's no surprise to anybody that's, you know, suicide is on the rise.
Right.
And I know a big piece of it is because people have lost their vision.
Right. Right. If they don't have that vision, they don't have that foundation underneath of them.
They don't have an anchor.
Moving through the anchor. Yeah, I like that word, the anchor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can't clinically work with people. You know, I'm not certified in anything like that. The only thing that I can do is teach what I've been teaching for years,
mm-hmm.
Which is...
with even a new, renewed sense of how important it is.
Exactly. Yeah. So... my daughter and I, after all this happened, she and I co-authored a book together in 2019 called Keep Looking Up,
mm-hmm.
and did a huge book launch in Arizona on what would have been my son's birthday. And since that point, she and I now have been doing a lot of speaking together.
Mm-hmm.
And now she and I sometimes speak together, but now she's kind of taken off as a speaker and a coach as well.
Yes.
She has her own perspective exercises that she walks people through, and she's 28. So she is speaking to a whole different younger demographic. Yeah,
totally. Is she focused on entrepreneurs, or is she focused on a different niche?
You know, what's happened for her, Cami, is she got invited because she's all over Instagram talking about our story and our speaking and all
this
stuff.
I need to go follow her. Laurel
A. Wilson on Instagram.
Okay.
I'll double check that before we get off of here. But somebody from we both went to the same college,
mm-hmm.
and somebody from our alma mater heard her and asked her to come and speak there. And she did that earlier this month. And out of that, she's getting a lot of invitations now to student organizations and other colleges. So it's kind of interesting how that organically developed for her.
Yeah. And I'm just feeling the expansiveness of that for her. What's unfolding before her and where it's all going to go for her.
Yeah.
You've got to be feeling so proud and also just so excited for where, you know, we didn't get that kind of level of foundation early on, right? We didn't have those early anchors. At least I certainly did it early on. And so knowing that your daughter has that and she's had you be by her side through, you know, all of the life challenges that have come her way and what's expansive in front of her.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see who she ends up coaching and where she goes. But yeah, I'm very, very proud of her. She's really stepped all into that.
Yeah. So do you see yourself really leaning more towards the speaker side of things? Is that where you're going to really put your effort and focus is on the stages?
Most definitely, because it's the way I can use my best skills I've developed over the years. It's the thing I love doing the most.
Mm-hmm.
And it's where I can take my time and make a bigger impact.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Because you can reach a whole room full of people at a time.
Exactly.
And spread that love of you and the wisdom of vision and where that all takes you.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yes. What do you know about life today that you didn't know 10 years ago?
We don't have enough time for that. I think it's been a lesson of a big lesson in faith, mm-hmm. to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because without faith, I don't know how we would have survived any of this. And because I have such a deep faith and it's developed so much after the past 8 years, that I have been able to let go of a lot of things that I used to try and control on my own. Still not completely 100% free of that.
Give us some examples of that, because I think that's a really important lesson for all of us to take home.
Yeah.
What are some things that you've had to not control?
How the path goes.
Right.
One of my favorite quotes is by Andy Stanley, and it goes something like this, where you write your vision in pen, but your path in pencil.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love about that is that I'm very rooted in my vision, but the path is going to how we get there. Yeah.
It's going to be windy, right?
Exactly. I mean, I had no idea that any of this was going to happen to me.
Right.
But now I can go back and see, okay, now I know why I've been, like I've said a couple of times, being prepared for this, right? So I'm much easier on myself now. I set things up and put things in motion. Mm-hmm. But if it's not going the way I want it to go, or it's just not coming together, I've learned to let it go a lot sooner and be okay with it.
Right. Right.
And then wait and see what God's going to bring me instead, which is usually way better than my plan.
Right. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. And you've been so successful in your business. I've watched your business grow over the years. And what are some of the things that you attribute your success to? And, you know, in this journey that you've been on, what's really worked in your business for growth, for expansion, for, you know, tapping into that vision that you're going, but also really executing on that?
Well, the thing is, two things that I've already said. One, you have to have a vision that's bigger than life.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have a vision that you want, like air to breathe, the walls that we all face and the personal growth we have to go through is what will stop people all the time. Mm-hmm. So I had all the walls of everything, starting both businesses and all the life stuff and all of that. But the reason I kept going was because the vision that I, of what I wanted for me and my family, was bigger than what I was facing and needed to get through.
Right. Right.
So you've got to have that vision of something that you are willing to make those efforts to get through. So, and I always made those things not about me. They were about other people.
Yeah. Yeah. So what is your, when you talk about your vision today, that's bigger than life for the future, what is yours right now?
You know, I'm going to be 60 in another month. Mm-hmm. And so now it's just a whole different why. Yeah. You know, in the beginning, I did it because I wanted to stay home with my kids and be able to, you know, bring money into the family and help other people grow. And now it's all about, can I help leave a legacy and change some trajectories, these epidemics that we've got going on right now? Mm-hmm. Because I think the one common denominator for all of us as humans that we all want is we want to know that we made a difference before we leave here.
I so agree. I mean, it's, to me, that is, in fact, I was just recording the intro for the podcast episode that's going to run right before yours. And that was, I was saying just that. It's like, it's the impact, it's the legacy that drives so many of us. You know, we've come down a journey, and I'm a year behind you in age. So I turned 59 this week. So I get that shift where we're starting to look to, what's that legacy? How are we leaving something that matters to many people?
Right.
And I think that's when we can have that mission behind us.
Yes.
I think it really opens up our world to how that ripple effect of impact happens.
Right. Yeah, because, you know, we're at an age now, Cammy, where, you know, we're not worried about putting food on the table and paying for kids' tuitions and all of that. Now it's about, okay, what am I really doing? And why am I doing this?
Yeah, exactly.
And I think if more people could start with that from the beginning of their life.
I agree.
The money is that tough, is, right?
Yeah.
But we weren't taught that at our age.
Yeah, that's why I get so excited, I think, for the work that your daughter's doing, because that ripple effect of what she's doing and each person she's touching at that younger generation is just going to make our world a better place in the long run.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So that was the one area in your business. What else do you attribute your success to in your business?
It's the power of association we've been talking about.
Yeah.
I always, from day one, for me stepping into my first business, I looked around to see who was already doing what I wanted to create. And I reached out to all those people and said, will you mentor me? Will you help me?
Yeah.
And then I've hired coaches, obviously. I always have a coach. And I make sure that if I'm feeling like I've outgrown the tribe of people that I was in, that it's time for me to move on.
Yeah.
And I think
that's a good point. How do you recognize when it's time to up level to new people around you?
I get bored. And not with not with them. I'm not.
Yeah.
I get bored with myself because I know that I'm uninspired.
Yeah. It's a really good clue.
Yeah.
And if you're kind of dreading going somewhere and it doesn't feel like it's expanding your world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, I love everybody.
Yeah.
And wish everybody well and enjoy my time with them. But I just know that it's time to move on when I'm starting to feel unmotivated in myself.
Yeah.
Uninspired. I'm not growing. I'm not being challenged. Mm-hmm. That's when I know.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So what's next and new for you?
More speaking.
Yeah.
That's the big thing.
Stages.
Yeah. Yes. And who I'm really working with and coaching personally now, Cami, are people who also have teams of people. Mm-hmm. Because if I can help them get more clear in their vision and their leadership, it impacts
their whole team.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Where are some of your most exciting places you're going to be speaking here and that people should watch for you?
So I have 3 back-to-back trips coming up here in the next week. One is going to be in Orlando. Mm-hmm. Then I come back from there and go to Dallas for a whole fun thing that I'm going to be interviewing on a couple of people's shows and getting some reels done, you know, media package kind of stuff.
Right.
And then I'm going to be speaking with the next group, a new group that I was introduced to called Next Gen. And they host multiple events throughout the year. And I'm going to be in Vegas at the next one. It's all small business owners.
Awesome. I love it. Yeah. Well, keep spreading your joy. That's for sure. Where can people learn more about you and your work?
It's my website, carrieconley.com.
Excellent. Excellent. And what I always close with are, what 3 pearls of wisdom would you like to leave with us today?
Don't wait to write the vision. And if you think you need to know the how first, it doesn't work that way. A lot of people get really tripped up with that. Yeah. You write the vision, the how shows up.
Yeah.
Do not leave anything out of the vision that you think you can't possibly see happening because of where you are at in your life right now.
That's an important one, right? Because you start constricting into playing smaller in it versus really stepping into it.
Yes. And the last thing is to get yourself in a community of people that are working through the stuff too, which is why I have the community with Ula that I do, is because I know it's not, you've got to lock arms with other people, because if you isolate, you're not going to do it.
That's so true.
Yeah.
So true. Well, Carrie, thank you so much for sharing all your great wisdom around vision and sharing your stories. I really honor everything that you're putting out into the world. So thanks for joining us today.
Cami, thank you. And I appreciate what you're doing as well.
Thank you. I hope you liked this episode of Extraordinary Women Radio. If you did, please share this podcast with your own special tribe of women and help spread the love, the dreams, and the inspiration. Are you ready to raise up your voice, your visibility, and your business? I invite you to join the conversation in my Facebook group, Extraordinary Women Connect. This group brings together changemaker women entrepreneurs who want to elevate their business or impact. It is a place for powerful connections and collaborations. It is a place to be inspired, uplifted, and fired up for action. To learn more about my work that helps women entrepreneurs make heartfelt connections to mindful growth strategies, visit my website at camigelner.com. Till next time, my friend, listen to your heart, follow your dreams, and be you.